BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 25, verses 8 through 15. Jesus instructs his people that though they are sinners, because he is good and upright. If I am humble, he will guide me in what is right and teach me his way. Jesus spent most of his ministry teaching to anyone and everyone who wanted to listen. Often, he taught what is loving and faithful the entire day. He taught in parables. He taught practically. He taught through miracles. When he healed someone, he told them they were healed because of faith in him. However, Jesus' teachings are of little value if I do not keep their demands. The demands of the new covenant. David knew this, yet he sinned greatly. After sin, he humbly presented them to the Lord and asked for forgiveness. Verse 11. Many knew of David's faith in the Lord, and knew he sinned. David realized that he had shamed the name of Jesus, so he asked for forgiveness for the sake of the Lord's name. In fear and humility, David presented himself to the Lord Jesus. He vowed repentance. David committed himself to once again live in fear of the Lord. This fear would keep him from error. The Lord would continue to instruct him in the way he chose for David to live. David knew that if he kept the way the Lord had for him, the Lord would prosper his way and his descendants would be blessed. If and when I sin, I can go to the Lord Jesus in humility and ask for forgiveness. With a renewed commitment to keep to Jesus' teaching, I will obey the new covenant teachings. I will keep my eyes fixed on Jesus, the perfecter of my faith, and he will release my feet from the snare. Once again, I can walk the path of righteousness he has laid out for me.
Sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.